funny thing happened on the way to Dane Allred, the Jerry Springer commercial. I like acting in cheesy commercials. There seems to be a demand for this kind of acting here. One time, I was cast in a commercial because the back of my head looked like Jerry Springer's. It's not very exciting to know that you've been cast because of the hair on the back of your head looks like someone else's. I don't even know what the hair on the back of my head looks like. It could be a mess. So this is another bargain basement commercial, and I'm getting $100 since I don't have any lines. I've taken another day off work, so basically I'm probably not making any money, but shooting a commercial, that could be fun. So I take my chances, and I show up as Jerry Springer's hair. Now, this was a weight loss commercial where two huge women are fighting over a skinny man. I'll never understand what all that means, but that's what the client wanted. There was the typical Jerry crowd, boisterous and ill-mannered. The set looked great. And guess what happened? When I showed up, I was given some lines. Now, this may sound like something to be excited about, but I had been hired not to say lines. Now, it's not that I don't want lines, but when an actor speaks, the pay is supposed to go up like four times as much. So here's what I think happened. They didn't want to spend a lot on the commercial, so the bait and switch is to get me there thinking I won't have to learn lines and then tell me when I show up to start studying. So trying to make the best of a bad situation, I started memorizing the few lines I'd been given. The commercial was really quite convincing. If I was an overweight woman fighting another overweight woman over a skinny guy, I would take the product. They even had a Jerry Cam shot where the two women fought on the floor while the camera shot the scene from above. The crowd was great, but I stunk. Yeah, no matter how I tried, I couldn't get the few words out in the correct order. I think it may have been a mental block. After all, how could I give a great performance on poor pay? The only good news from that day of shooting is it didn't take a full 12 hours. I still got paid for the 12. I even had enough time that afternoon to go complain to my agent. They know the rules. They were upset. Excited to get a bigger commission, but nothing ever happened. Now, this brings me to why I like to be positive about stuff like this. Sure, I'm complaining, but I really wasn't upset since I know these things tend to work out in the wash. I could spend my time worrying about the money I missed or go on and be positive about the next chance I get to act. It really does work for me because there have been some really lucrative parts mixed in with some of the small change. It reminds me of the time I was a marketing director for a private company. I helped write copy and coordinate the printing, which my boss could have done without me, but since he wanted to work on other stuff, I did a great job, if I do say so myself. We made a grundle of money, and I was set that year to get a bonus. I was excited. I wondered what it would be like to get a bonus. I'd worked as a school teacher before, and school teachers never get bonuses. The company had made hundreds of thousands of dollars, and my boss had made a good profit for himself on another project. I got a $1,000 bonus. Now, this is the wrong attitude. I was furious. I thought I should have gotten more. I quit the next week. Looking back, it may seem like a strange thing to do since I'm a school teacher again, and I don't get bonuses. I'll never get more than a hammer of turkey at the end of the year. So what did my temper tantrum accomplish? Who knows? I might have made much more money later, but it really doesn't matter. It made me understand that sometimes it's not about the money. Throwing a tantrum doesn't help. So when I get cheated now, I try to keep a good perspective on the outcome. I know there'll be other times I'll be ahead. So I take a deep breath and get on with life. I know being positive is helping me balance out the highs and lows in my life. Seems kind of silly now. I was showing up, and I got to say some lines. I was only there to play Jerry Springer's hair, asking an actor to perform. What a terrible thing.